Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Widmer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Widmer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The left fielder, Dave Filley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Niearhas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Gumpert. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Wood reaches second base with a double. Berardino scores. Lawler goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carrasquel. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Carrasquel steals second. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Majeski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Arft for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Busby reaches second base with a double. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert bunts towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. Busby moves to third. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niearhas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to second. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Young scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niearhas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 0-for-1 in the game. Niearhas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 4, White Sox, 4. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 1 in the game. Upton takes first base on ball 4. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Widmer bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Upton moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Lenhart now playing left field. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Widmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Randy Gumpert. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delsing. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Stewart goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, White Sox. Dwayne Follett now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Shirm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berardino moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Two outs. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Jim Delsing. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Seavers now playing center field. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 0 for 2 in the game. Niearhas strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Busby steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to third. Fox moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Carrasquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 2 in the game. Arft takes first base on ball 4. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Upton hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett takes first base on ball 4. Arft moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young strikes out. There goes Arft. The throw from Niearhas and Arft is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Len Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Zarilla reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Browns, 6, White Sox, 6. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 0-for-3 in the game. Niearhas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Busby steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Fox hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Wood chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Young. Young fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Young. Busby scores. Fox moves to third. It's 7-6, White Sox. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-6, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Joe DeMaestri now playing third base. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Arft takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Barrow pinch hits for Tom Upton. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Sleater pinch hits for Dwayne Pellett. Lou Sleater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sleater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Barrow now playing shortstop. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-4 in the game. Philly is called out on strikes. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zarrilla for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Goldsberry pinch runs for Eddie Robinson. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goldsberry moves to second. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 0 for 4 in the game. Niearhas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry now playing first base. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dorish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws to second. Fox drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Fox. Lawler moves to second. Two outs. Joe Lutz pinch hits for Don Lenhart. Joe Lutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Dorish covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.